Abstract. Modern operating system. A modern computer consists of one or more processors, some main memory, disks, printers, a keyboard, a mouse, a display, network interfaces, and various other input-output devices. All in all, a complex system. If every application programmer had to understand how all these things work in detail, no code would ever get written. Furthermore, managing all these components and using them optimally is an exceedingly challenging job. For this reason, computers are equipped with a layer of software called the operating system, whose job is to provide user programs with a better, simpler, cleaner model of the computer, and to handle managing all the resources just mentioned. In the bottom-up view, the job of the operating system is to provide for an orderly and controlled allocation of the processors, memories, and I/O devices among the various programs wanting them. Modern operating systems allow multiple programs to be in memory and run at the same time. Imagine what would happen if three programs running on some computer all tried to print their output simultaneously on the same printer. The first few lines of printout might be from program 1, the next few from program 2, then some from program 3, and so forth. The result would be utter chaos. The operating system can bring order to the potential chaos by buffering all the output destined for the printer on the disk. When one program is finished, the operating system can then copy its output from the disk file where it has been stored for the printer, while at the same time the other program can continue generating more output, oblivious to the fact that the output is not really going to the printer yet. From the introduction of Modern Operating System, 4th edition, by Andrew S. Tannenbaum, Herbert Boss, 2014, Pearson Education Limited. Glossary. Device Management System is responsible for detecting and managing devices, performing power management and exposing devices to user space. File System is a process that manages how and where data on a storage disk, typically a hard disk drive, HDD, or a solid-state drive, SSD, is stored, accessed, and managed. GUI, Graphical User Interface, a type of user interface through which users interact with electronic devices via visual indicator representations. ISR, Interrupt Service Routines, a routine that responds to interrupt request by storing the contents of critical register, performing the processing required, restoring the register contents, and restarting the interrupted process. Kernel mode is the privileged mode where the process has unrestricted access to system resources like hardware, memory, etc. Memory management system is the functionality of an operating system which handles or manages primary memory and moves processes back and forth between main memory and disk during execution. Polling, a technique that continually interrogates a peripheral device to see if it has data to transfer. Round robin. In round robin scheduling, each ready task runs turn by turn only in a cyclic queue for a limited time slice. User mode is normal mode where the process has limited access. Time sharing, a mode of operation in which a central computer system allows access to different processes by different users at the same time. Time slicing, a mode of operation in which two or more processes are each assigned a small, fixed amount of continuous processing time on the same processor.